Blog Talk Radio.
All right, let's do a sound check. Brother Maximo, do I have you on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Okay, perfect. You just sit tight for a moment. We got you locked in. Folks, coming up next, we're going to have the live marathon Saturday night broadcast. If you need prayer tonight, you can call in. Phone number will be 515-602-9734. Here we go.
You're listening to Omega Man Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8.
The clock is operating. We're underway.
Strap yourself in.
If you listen, we can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
right, everybody. Welcome aboard. This is a live broadcast. Tonight is Saturday, May 11th, 2024. And I'm going to be joined tonight by Evangelist Maximo Hernandez. Maximo, welcome to the broadcast tonight, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. You've been tuning into the broadcast for how long, my friend?
More than 5 years now.
Yes, that's right. Many years. And thank you for offering your help tonight on the program. We were going to do a show last week with Maximo, and I woke up, my eye was swollen. And I think I had had my contacts in a night or two too long, but, man, it was swollen up like a balloon. And I said, my goodness. Well, praise the Lord, it's back to normal. But it was a little bit scary.
Wow, that's good.
But we are back tonight, and we're endeavoring to do this program as much as we can Saturday nights, 8 to 10 Eastern. Of course, if you're on my Substack list, that's omegaman.substack.com, you will have gotten a notice tonight. I sent it about an hour ago, and that's like an email blast. So if you say, boy, I can't remember when you're on air or not, get on my Substack, and then you'll be one of the first to know when we've got these programs going, because I emailed everybody earlier today. Okay. Our phone number for tonight, I'm putting in the chat room. It's 515-602-9734. Now, we call this Saturday Night Deliverance. If you need deliverance from demons, you need general prayer, you need healing, call in. You got a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Everybody is welcome to call in. Just dial that number. Now, if you're outside of America, where it would be a long-distance call for you, no worries. If you want to put your phone number in the chat room, we can call you anywhere in the world. I'll patch you in from my end. It won't cost you anything. So anybody would like to prayer or call in, we can reach out to you. Just give me your cell phone. The other thing I want to mention is Maximo is nobody needs to give out their full name. I don't want that to keep people from calling in. Maybe some are worried, hey, maybe the whole world is listening. Well, probably they're not. But at any rate, to allay any fears of calling in, all we need is a name to call you by. First or middle name is fine. Don't give us your full name. We don't need that detail anyway. We're here to pray for anybody who would like to, so don't let that stop you. You know, the desperate get delivered anyway, though. At the end of the day, you can keep your demons if you want to. Worried about what other people think. Or you can get free. You know, the only shame, Maximo, I see is hanging on to demons. There's no shame in saying, hey, I need some help. I don't know anybody who hasn't needed help from one time to the next or another. But, you know, when Jesus Christ made it available to set the captives free, why would you want to hang on to your demons? The heck with what other people think. Get set free. And then maybe they'll say, hey, you know what? Yeah, they're pretty brave. They got some freedom. I need some freedom, too. And then maybe they step up. So there we are. Just don't hang on to your demons. That's the sad part is to hang on to these things which can, well, eventually take you out in a body bag if they hang on long enough. They kill, steal, and destroy. I've never met any inept demons. They're good at what they do, and eventually they will get you and I if we don't get them first. So don't let them hang around any longer than necessary. We'll go into some phone calls here in just a minute. Maximo, you want to do the honor and open us up in prayer tonight?
Yes.
Take it away,
Father. I just want to thank you. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful day of life, for allowing us to be here one more day. And Lord, we just keep our eyes focused on the reward that you have for us in your hand. Your word states that you will come quickly with your reward in your hand, and we just want to serve you. We want to be able to produce fruit and be about the Father's business, so that your will be done here on earth, Lord. And I just want to thank you for the people that are going to be calling in, for receiving prayer and deliverance, healing, whatever it is, Lord, that you would want to perform at this time, Lord. We're just here serving you, and we just want to thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen to that. Folks, again, dial in right now, 515-602-9734.
Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, we put you on notice. We bind you, you wicked power. that come against you from the third heaven. I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, high above you, high above principalities, powers, thrones, dominions, high above world rulers, kings, princes, and every angelic rank. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke and bind you, and especially we bind you concerning the lives, the minds, and the bodies of these people who stand here. We rebuke you and every foul spirit that may still have a resting place somewhere in their innermost being. We bind them. For these people have heard the call of God to dedicate and consecrate themselves to God, and you must flee and your host must be defeated utterly.
I agree. We just forbid any transference of spirits tonight. We command spirits as they're called out tonight, evil demons, to go to where Jesus sent you. You'll not hurt anybody. Father God, bring in those that need prayer tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over Maximo, myself, our families, over everybody tuning in, all those that will call in. Put a hedge of protection, wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around us all. We invite the Holy Spirit of God to come tonight. Father God, point your finger at what you want out tonight out of each of us. Forgive us of our sins, God. Back to the very first thought, word, deed, gesture, and action. And we thank you for this opportunity to pray one for the other that we may be healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, welcome everybody.
Amen.
Number is in the chat room. And let's go to our first caller. We're going to go first to 208 area code. Wide open tonight, so get in the queue, folks. 208, welcome to the show tonight. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Shannon. I just have a couple of requests. I still am blind for over 100 days now after cataract surgery. And I'm maybe slowly recovering some days, and the next day I think it's worse. And also, I have some property up in Idaho I'm trying to sell. It's been on the market over a year now, and I need God to bring me a buyer. And also because of this blindness I'm going through, the bills are stacking up, and I need a financial miracle from God the Father.
We'll be glad to pray for you tonight, my brother. Give me a first or middle name. Is this Brother Lonnie?
Yes.
Okay. Brother Maximo, meet Brother Lonnie.
Hey, Brother Lonnie. I'm glad you called in.
And Brother Maximo, be glad to pray for you tonight. Brother Maximo, would you like to pray for Lonnie?
Yes, first I would like to pray for his eye. The Lord desires for us to be healthy and whole. And sickness and disease is not of the Lord. And we have power and authority over demonic entities and sickness. So I'm just going to go ahead and rebuke that eye condition and just command healing, just like the Elijah challenge. I've been listening to hours and hours of the Elijah challenge and over the years, and I believe I have a good grip on this, and I just thank the Lord that He blesses us with His power and authority. So, Brother Lonnie, can you just place your hand on the eye that, or your eyes that, is it both or just one?
Well, I got cataracts in my left eye, but I never had surgery on it yet. But I believe God can heal both of them.
Okay. Sounds good. So just repeat after me, Lonnie. We're just going to clean our hands, per se, you know, coming at the Lord's table. And just repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask that you forgive me of my sins.
I ask you that you forgive me of all my sins.
Of every word, thought.
Every word, thought.
Action, motive.
Action what?
And motive.
And motive?
Yes. Character okay. bent.
Character bent.
And any disobedience to your word?
And any disobedience to your word?
Any pride that I may have operated in?
Any pride that I may have operated in?
And the unknown sin.
And the unknown sin.
I ask that you forgive me through your Son, Jesus Christ.
I ask that you forgive me through your Son, Jesus Christ.
For the forgiveness of sins.
For the forgiveness of sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, Jesus, wash me with your precious blood.
Jesus, wash me with your precious blood.
I ask that you heal me of my eyes from this cataract.
I ask you, Father, that you heal me for my eyes by this cataract.
From this cataract and whatever other sickness and disease may be in my eyes.
And whatever other sickness and disease may be in my eyes.
Okay, Lonnie, just go ahead and put your hands, if you can, both of your hands, over your eyes.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go ahead and pray for you. And you just breathe, okay?
Okay.
Father God, I just want to thank you for Lonnie, Lord. And I just want to thank you for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy upon my brother here. Father, I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, to heal him of this eye issue, Lord. You know what it is. And I just pray, Father, right now, and I'm just going to command healing right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, cataracts and in your eyes right now be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Your eyes be healed now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be healed now in Jesus' name. Arise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healing, more healing, resurrection, healing power right now from the Holy Spirit over your eyes right now. I send the healing word to your eyes right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke all cataracts, all sickness and disease in your eye. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it to depart now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. More healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Dunamis, healing power of the Holy Spirit right now over your eyes. Healing, restoring right now all the tissue, every part of your eye right now in Jesus' name. I command healing. Behold, be healed in the name of Jesus. Eyes be healed in the name of Jesus. Eyes be healed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, your eyes are healed in Jesus' name. Let your eyes be whole now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. More healing in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Lonnie, go ahead and open your eyes and see if you see any difference or did you feel anything? Sometimes you may not, you know, but the Lord keeps healing as after the prayer.
Well, I've got both my eyes open. The mm-hmm. left eye, actually, I can see better than the right eye, but
okay.
I do have some vision in there.
Okay, well, let's pray for your right eye right now. So just put your hand on your right eye right now, okay? I'm just
going to
go ahead and command. Okay, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the right eye right now where his hand is at, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be whole in the name of Jesus. Come into a normality in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Right now, be healed, be whole in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come in and perfect operation in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. More dunamis healing power over your right eye right now, coming and flowing from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is upon you right now. You're receiving healing and deliverance in that eye. I just bind every demonic influence and oppression that is associated with your eyes, and I command that to go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. More healing and dunamis power over your eye right now, healing it, restoring it, making it whole right now. More power. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, your eye is healed right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Okay, Lonnie, let's see what's on your eye there.
Well,
your eye is
doing. Definitely better. I can
it's better?
See better. Yes, it's definitely better. I know it might take a little time. I think by tomorrow morning, I think I'll have full vision. I'm claiming
okay,
it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is the difference that you see? Like, what can you give us an example?
Well,
how you
if
see
I
better?
Close my right eye and open my left eye, the vision is more clear than it is in my right eye, although I do have better vision than I did have.
Okay. Okay, can you see? Can you read something? Can you get like a paper or something that has some letters there, and read a little bit of that? Your Bible.
Let me get my Bible.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
I don't know. I read Psalms 91 every day. I like Psalms 91.
Just read a short verse, I just want you to look at the letters and if you can see them differently or not.
Just 1 second. Okay. I really having a difficult time reading the letters. My left eye, I can read it pretty good. But my right eye, I can see them, but I can't really put the words together.
Okay. All right. Let's just pray one more time for your right eye. Okay?
Okay.
We have to be persistent. Okay? So just go ahead and put your hand on your right eye again, and I'm just going to go ahead and command.
Okay. It's on.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this healing and restoration of his eye. I command healing on your right eye right now. More healing right now. Be whole. Be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be restored in the name of Jesus. Clarity in the name of Jesus. 20/20 vision. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, more healing by the dunamis healing power of the Holy Spirit right now over your eye in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command more healing. I rebuke any sickness and disease over your eyes right now in Jesus' name, and I command healing right now. Be restored right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, more healing. More power of the Holy Spirit, healing your eye, restoring your eye, making it whole in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now, that he may be able, Lord, to read your word with clarity and see and going about your business, Father. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing at this moment in Jesus' name. And Lonnie, I believe that the Lord is going to keep healing you of this eye vision. And sometimes it takes a couple of tries, more tries, and I believe that you've been calling before about this, so I believe that the Lord is working in this situation. You just have to keep the faith, my brother.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hang on there, we're going to pray for you. Let me lift up this cell to you, for you. Father Yehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lift up this property in Idaho to you. We ask that you would bring in a buyer to give Brother Lonnie top dollar, help him to have favor and to get a quick sell on that. And also, God, we ask that you bring in some income that he can get caught up on his bills. We pray this right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father God. Lonnie, thank you for calling in, my friend. And I want to hear a testimony from you. I believe God's going to work these things out. Okay, we are live here on Saturday Night Deliverance. Call in if you need prayer, 515-602-9734. I'm going to try to patch in Pastor Terry Jefferson. He has been ill, and I just called him to see if we could text him, rather, to see if we could call him and pray for him. So stand by, Maximo. We're going to get okay. Terry on the line. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, my brother, I got you on the Saturday phone line with Maximo Hernandez here. We wanted to pray for you tonight, my friend. Is that okay?
All right, man. Yes, sir. That's good.
Brother Terry, where do you have pain in your body right now?
They had it on my right lung, the whole right side. It just, everything is kind of, it was all numb, but now, you know, now it's wearing off. The pain's stirring up a little bit more.
Okay.
Man, I
are
just
you
got,
spitting?
Plus, I got real high blood pressure.
Okay, high blood pressure.
They say I'm a
kidney.
Diabetic. Yeah.
Diabetic? Pain in the lung, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Are you coughing up blood?
No, not coughing up blood. When I cough, it hurts real bad.
Okay. And is that your, I'm sorry, is that your lung or your kidney?
One part is my kidney and one part is my lung because I had operations on both of them.
Okay.
And both of them was on the right side.
We're going to pray for you tonight. Maximo, you start off for Brother Terry.
Yes. Brother Terry, thank you for accepting, first of all, the prayer that is going to go forth to you right now.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ. So just stay still, and I'm just going to command, okay?
Yes, sir.
Father God, I just want to thank you so much for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy upon my brother, Terry. And I just want to thank you that you love him so much, that you're willing to do anything for him, Lord, because of his service to you, Father. And so I just want to command to the kidneys, and to the lungs right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke any sickness and disease, any pain in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over the kidneys, over the lungs right now, both of them, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come into alignment. Come into frequency in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. I command healing and restoration right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Healing and restoration right now, wholeness by the stripes of the Lord Jesus Christ, your kidneys and your lungs are whole and clean right now in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name. The resurrection healing power of the Holy Spirit right now over your kidneys, right now, over your lungs right now, in Jesus' name. And I rebuke every demonic influence and oppression associated with your kidneys right now. I command it to depart in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Depart. Sickness and disease, depart in the name of Jesus. We curse you to the root in the name of Jesus Christ. Depart. Dry up right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All sickness and disease, dry up right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, your lungs and kidneys are healed in Jesus' name. The Lord, thank you, Father, for this moment, Lord, as you are performing your works over the body right now of of Terry, Father, and I just want to thank you so much, Lord, that you're healing him right now in Jesus' mighty name. More resurrection healing, dunamis power right now over your kidneys right now, both of them, in Jesus' name. Over your lungs right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. More resurrection healing power right now, healing, restoring, making it whole right now. No pain in the name of Jesus. Easy of breathing in the name of Jesus Christ. Easy of passing fluids right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you, Father, for this healing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
I tack on to that. In the name of Jesus, we just rebuke the spirit of death and command it to go and loose you now. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, Brother Terry, you will live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord Jesus. Father God, there's more work for Brother Terry to do. We need him. We're asking right now, and I agree with Brother Maximo, for healing for his body. We plead the blood of Jesus over every part of your body, my friend. We break any curse that's been spoken over you. In the name of Jesus, we break all witchcraft off of you. Sin against you in the name of Jesus. We bind up and rebuke every spirit that's come against you to stop you or the ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to your body. Be healed and regenerate, and we command the pain to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, bring healing where the surgery was done. We command high blood pressure to go down in Jesus' name, and we rebuke diabetes. Let his blood sugar stabilize, Father God. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, God, surround him with a hedge of protection, a wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5. Loose your ministering angels to touch him tonight. We pray this now. Be healed, my brother, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I so appreciate the prayer.
Brother Terry, get some rest over there. Just say thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you, man. God, next month I should be okay.
We're going to keep praying.
I think
for
I'll
you
be up enough
to hear your praise report. We love you, brother. God bless
you. Love you too, man. God bless. Thank you for praying for me.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Folks, that was Pastor Terry Jefferson. Let's go to our next caller. We're going to go to 734. If you need prayer tonight, call in 515-602-9734. Oops, 704. We lost him. We'll wait for him to call back in. Okay, again, phone number is 515-602-9734. You know, Brother Maximo, I'm glad you mentioned Brother William Lau, Elijah Challenge. I need to get him back on the program. It's been too long. We'll get him back on. I know he's still active in ministry because I got an email the other day. They're continuing to do some work in India and maybe Africa, too. I think there's a new location that he's in. But there we go. I see 734. 734, you're up next. That's interesting. Went to unmute them, and they dropped off again. I don't know what's going on. Call back in. Apologize for that if there's a problem with the switchboard. Let's do a sound check. Maximo, we still got you?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Maximo, what part of the country are you located in?
Flagstaff, Arizona.
That's right. I remember that. You're out in Arizona. What's the weather like down there? Starting to get hot?
Well, up here in Flagstaff, we're about another 5,000 feet up high, so it's much nicer.
Oh. Okay. That sounds good. That's where I'd want to be. If I'm in Arizona, get be up at a higher elevation. That's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
Well,
I did live in Phoenix for about 12 years, and it was really hot. It was really hot. So the Lord has brought me up higher.
We've got another prayer request. We're not able to get him on the phone because of the time zone, but Brother Elvis Newhart, I don't know his status other than he has not recovered yet. Don't know what is going on with him, but I did reach out to him by text the other day and told him we will pray. Would you lift up Brother Elvis Newhart today for healing? God knows what his situation
yes.
is.
Okay. Definitely, yes. Father, thank you so much. Thank you for Elvis Newhart, Lord, your servant. And I just want to uplift him right now, Father. I just plead the blood of Jesus Christ over him. I loose the anointing of the Lord that breaks the yoke of the enemy, that breaks sickness and disease over his body right now. The anointing of the Lord that breaks the yoke of the enemy in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I just pray right now for his body. You know what's wrong. You know what's going on there. But Lord, we just right now, we just pray for his healing right now. So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I send the Lord of the Word, the Word of the Lord right now over his body right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Be healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Be healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ from top to bottom in the name of Jesus. Every area where he needs healing, the dunamis healing power of the Holy Spirit right now, hit his body right now in Jesus' mighty name. More resurrection healing power in Jesus' name over his body right now from top to bottom right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke every sickness and disease over his body, and I command it to dry up and wither down. I curse it to the root in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever it is on his body, you loose him now. You loose him now. You loose him now, and you come off in the name of Jesus. Sickness and disease, come off his body right now. Come off his body. Come off his body right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we have authority and power over you, sickness and disease. You loose him now in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus Christ, fire of the Holy Spirit all over his body in Jesus' name. Fire of the Holy Spirit all over his body right now. Fire of the Holy Spirit all over his body right now in Jesus' name. Be whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Come to an operation of your body that is complete and operable, and you will be operating in good normal condition at this moment as we speak in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for healing and restoring his body. I also pray for his soul right now in Jesus' name. The resurrection healing power over his soul in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Any areas, wounds, or traumas in the soul, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wounds or traumas, be healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. Be restored in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for my brother Elvis Newhart, Lord, that he may be able, Lord, to be healthy to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I just agree. In Jesus' name. Folks, if you need prayer tonight, call in right now. We've got wide open lines at 515-602-9734. I'm reading a little scripture here while we're waiting on a phone call. Anybody calling that would like to? I'm going to read from Psalms 95, verse 1. O come, let us sing unto Yahovah. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For Yahovah is a great God and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Yahovah, our maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 96 says, O sing unto Yahovah a new song. Sing unto Yahovah all the earth. Sing unto Yahovah. Bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For Yahovah is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but Yahovah made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto Yahovah, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto Yahovah glory and strength. Give unto Yahovah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship Yahovah in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that Yahovah reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar in the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before Yahovah. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. Say amen to that. We are live tonight, folks. Amen. This is Saturday Night Delivery tonight. And we need your help to get the word out there about these programs. We're just starting these things up a few weeks ago. And encourage you to get the word out about our broadcast. It's every day, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern. You can tune into the live shows, and then we've got the archives available online at OmegaManRadio.com. And then we have opportunities like tonight for you to call in if you need prayer, if you need deliverance from a tormenting demon. You know, as I was saying before, Maximo, there's no shame in someone saying they need help. The only shame is to keep that demon when the Lord Jesus Christ came that the captives may be set free. And deliverance is a children's bread. Now, we'll pray for anybody that calls in tonight, whether you know Christ or not. And then if you don't know Christ, we'll tell you real quickly, if you want to keep that deliverance, you need to receive Christ. You need to come to him as the Lord and Savior, receive him, and repent of your sins and follow Jesus. It says, submit to God, resist the devil, the devil will flee. There is no keeping your deliverance outside of following the Lord Jesus Christ. But, you know, he came first to the lost sheep of Israel, and because many denied him, the gospel was opened up to the Gentiles. And praise God, today, all who call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. And then you can also partake of the children's bread. That is the right to be free of demons. You know, I think before Christ came, there wasn't much deliverance going on. Jesus said, if I by the finger of God cast out devils, the kingdom of God has come unto you. So when Christ came, the kingdom of God came. Jesus came. And he's coming back again. And he's delegated that authority over these evil spirits to every believer. Even from day one, if you receive Christ tonight, you got authority in the name of Jesus to begin to fight and push back the enemy, to begin to bind and loose. And it's not only a right and privilege, but it's a responsibility. Because I figure, Brother Maximo, there's plenty of demons to go around for everybody on this planet. And, you know, we got somewhere around 8 billion people walking the globe. I would say there's plenty of need for deliverance ministers out there. I did a calculation one time. You know, Maximo, if 1 million people stepped forward tonight and said, Lord Jesus, I want to begin to cast out demons and set captives free. And you made it your goal, folks, those million people that came forward tonight, to pray for 1,000 people each. What's the math? 1 million times 1,000 is 1 billion? And that's just 1 billion. What about 7 billion? And Maximo, do you know 1 million people stepping forward tonight saying they want to cast out demons? I don't.
Not really, but I hope we'll come to that point.
That shows you how grandiose this problem is. People say, what can I do for the Lord? Begin to cast out demons in Jesus' name. The first sign that Jesus said follows them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. first of several signs that will follow them that believe. You might have one of the other signs, but he listed them, and I don't think it was accident he put deliverance as a priority there, because the need is so great, folks. And the demons out there that remain in people, gnaw at them, tear at them, torment them so they can't sleep, torment their bodies, assault their minds with thoughts and feelings that they don't want, tell people to suicide or to do evil. And we got that going on every day. People listening to the enemy and taking their lives, going into eternity and lost. You know, the sins that a person could commit, which are horrible, the breaking the Ten Commandments. If you're alive and confess and renounce that sin, repent, the Lord will forgive you. There may be a price to pay, of course. But if you murder yourself, how are you going to repent? You're dead. It's too late to repent. And that's the ultimate goal. The enemy can get you and I to whack ourselves. Or next best thing is just to get you dead. We have an opportunity to repent of your sins, or me. You go into eternity with no hope. Grace and mercy are on the table as long as there's still breath in the body. And you can call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, repent, and be saved. But when the spirit leaves the body, it's over, folks. Grace and mercy are off the table. It's called judgment time. And your name is either written in the Lamb's Book of Life or it's not. And if it's not, you go to the largest prison on planet Earth, a place called hell. You know, a lot of people don't believe that hell exists. But I'm here to tell you, Jesus preached a lot on it. And it's very real. And it was not created for you and I, but the devil and his angels. And, you know, there were times in the past where God even opened up the ground and people fell straight into hell alive. And the ground closed up on them because of sins and abominations. I don't know if we'll see that day again, but we just might. We're just swallowed them up. But there's people that die every day. Suicide. Get taken out in a body bag. With no hope now. You can't pray them out of hell, folks. I don't care what the Catholic Church preaches. And there is no, well, like a Muslim told me, I said, where are you going to go when you die? I was in a taxi in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, Maximo. And I knew this guy was a Muslim because he had his Koran up on the dash, and he had a prayer rug. And I assumed he was probably Muslim because that nation is primarily Muslim. Few Christians. And he said, of course, yeah, I'm Muslim. I said, how many times a day do you pray? He said, 5 times a day. And we struck up a conversation. He was a likable guy, in his probably late 30s. And he said to me, you know, I used to live pretty bad. I'm kind of ashamed, you know, and I'm married and I have children, and I would cheat on my wife and I'd go party. Used to go out to the clubs. But then he said, I repented, and now I'm serving Allah. And, of course, Allah has no son, so it's not the God of the Bible, but he would pray 5 times a day. And I said, well, as a Muslim, where do you go when you die? Are you going to paradise? And he said, probably going to hell. But he said, I hope that Allah will tap me and call me up out of hell. Most Muslims will tell you they're not going to go to paradise. In fact, if you're a woman, you got a very slim chance of going to paradise as far as Islam goes. Very few women make it. And they will teach you that you can be in hell and Allah might tap you and pull you out of there. Well, folks, that's a lie. There is no coming out of hell. And furthermore, Allah has no son, so there's no hope for Muslims who die without Christ. But Christ is reaching many right now, even speaking to them in their dreams. God can get to them. Pray for Islam. There's many sincere people. They're very religious. They pray more than Christians. And God wants to save Muslims too. It's a lie to think, folks, that you can die lost and then have a second chance. It's over. When they bury you, it's over. Now, I know some people have died on an operating table. Their heart stopped, rather, but it wasn't quite over yet. But when you're dead and buried or they cremated you, it's over, folks. No coming back from that. And if you die and lost, there's no hope at that point. So don't die and lost. We'll give an altar call before the show's over tonight. We're going to go back to the phone lines here in just a second. But I want to challenge you tonight, folks. Don't wait till it's too late to get deliverance. Because the demon that doesn't take you out today might be the one that takes you out tomorrow. It's time to make that demon homeless tonight. Call in. We don't have this opportunity open all the time. And there's not a lot of places you can go to get prayer. There's more now than there used to be. Praise God for that, and I hope there will be more. But take advantage of it, because time is short, and none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. And these demons are working overtime to take you out, and me out too. And they're successful in their jobs. They're very skilled. They've had a lot of practice. They've racked up a lot of notches on their belts of people that they took out into eternity, lost, unprepared to meet their maker. And now they're in hell waiting final sentencing at the great white throne judgment, which is going to be at least 1,000 years if you die tonight, because that time happens after the millennial reign of Christ, as I understand it. So you got at least 1,000 years in jail if you die tonight, lost. Think about those people who've been in there for thousands of years. Torment. Torment. In the largest prison on planet Earth, in the bowels of the earth. And that's not the end of it. If you appear at the great white throne judgment, your name was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are going to be cast into the place they call the second death. It's called the Lake of Fire, where the smoke of that place, it's a big trash heap, burns forever, 24/7. Day and night, there's no rest. There's no sleep, no water, just everlasting torment. And the sad part of it is, Maximo, people go there and don't have to. Nobody has to go to hell. It's a choice. It's a choice to deny the Lord Jesus Christ, who is offering his hand tonight, reaching out. Say, take my hand and live. And we'll give you an opportunity to repent tonight of sins if you've backslidden or to receive Christ for the first time, if you'd like to do that. Let's go to 720. 720, welcome to the Deliverance Hotline. How are you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
That's you. Hey, doing good, yeah. Sir. Welcome aboard. How can we help
Thank
you tonight?
You. Yeah, I just was looking for some deliverance from demons tormenting, harassing, you know, maybe coming through, it could be through rebellion or through witchcraft. Not that I'm doing, but maybe witchcraft against me, or just, you know, I've repented of my sins and, you know, you know, if I've walked outside of the will of God, I just want to repent and want to receive the deliverance from, you know, the spirits that are tormenting, attacking me and causing pain and afflictions.
Well, number one, I want to congratulate you for calling tonight. Praise the Lord. The desperate get delivered, and you took the time to call, and we're going to pray for you tonight. I believe the Lord will set you free. How do you think some of these demons got in? What were some of the things that you were doing in the past that may have opened the door to them?
Oh, just, in the past, it was a long time ago, but it was, things of the occult and drugs and alcohol, you know, and rock and roll and all those things. But, I mean, I've since, you know, repented of that. It's,
Good.
I think, you know, maybe I've done some things that have, you know, displeased God. I mean, I don't know sexual sin or anything like that, or perversions. Just I just seem to be tormented with, spirits that want to torment me. You know, I don't know if it's a mind control spirits, but it seems like it's witchcraft against me.
Now, when you said you opened up some doors to the occult in your past, be a little bit more descriptive. What door did you open up that you can recall? Going to a psychic, tarot cards, Ouija board, reading some magic books. What did you do?
Well, listening to, you know, wrong music, not necessarily doing any real witchcraft, but, you know, yeah, being in seances, you know, or being around other people that were doing witchcraft. But I've since repented of all of that, but I'm just trying to find out why this spirit is still tormenting me.
Well, sure. So if you open up a door, these demons are going to come in. They're crouching at the door waiting to get in, looking for a crack.
Yeah.
And they'll bring in friends. And, you know, it could have been 50 years ago we did something. But I don't think you're talking about something maybe you did recently. But it doesn't matter. Once we open up the door, they get in. They're going to stay there until they're challenged. And so many people come to Christ, but that doesn't mean at salvation the demons leave. They hang around. They're like ticks. They got to be pulled out. And so we're going to pull some out tonight.
Yeah.
But you mentioned seances. So did you participate in some of those? And when you were in the seance, did any spirit speak?
No. I remember, you know, possibly being like involved in it, but not nothing speaking through me, but like just being involved, you know, being participating in it. And, this was a long time ago and I've repented and, you know, received much, you know, walked much the limits over all of that, but, you know, but if it, you know, if there's any occult spirits, you know, from, you know, any of these sort of things that I've, you know, done in the past, you know, I know we do have to be specific about like what it is we actually did.
Well, it helps, just so we know how to pray a little bit more effectively. What were some of the rock bands that you listened to that may have opened up a door?
Oh, a lot of that stuff from the 80s, all the old 80s and 90s rock bands and stuff. But I've since repented from that, but it was, I think of just, I'm being attacked through, you know, witchcraft being put on me from other people.
Now, that might be. We'll deal with it if that's the case. What about sexual sin? Have you ever had sex outside of marriage or committed adultery?
Yeah, I did all of that in the, as the old man, you know, but since repented from that. And
okay. So you definitely want to repent, but we probably want to check and see if there's some soul ties that need to be broken there. Okay, we'll pray over that. So some doors open through the occult, through some rock music, some sexual soul ties, some alcohol and drugs. What about, is there anybody right now that you need to forgive that has hurt you in the past or rejected you? Maybe you feel some abandonment and that relationship still hurts to think. Maybe you have any unforgiveness.
No, I walked through a lot of that and even, you know, reached out to a lot of those people and actually, you know, confronted them and asked them to forgive me. And I received forgiveness in those areas and have been walking in, you know, repentedness and forgiveness. And I've been walking in righteousness and, you know, and walking in deliverance, you know, seeking deliverance and following the Lord and staying in the things of the Lord. It's just that I've got this spirit that just seems to keep like tormenting me. And, you know, I, you know, don't necessarily fully know the root cause other than somebody's attacking me through witchcraft.
Okay, when you say it's tormenting you, how does that manifest? Are you hearing voices? Is it attacking your body physically?
Yes. So you know, there's a noise. There's like a tinnitus, or you know, like ringing, and then there's you know, pains and afflictions in the body that come and go, and it's just like, and then there's like, you know, at the cause of a lot of belching and stuff like that, and it just like maybe even sometimes it sounds like it's trying to speak through the belches.
Okay, we'll hit that. Tell me about your wife.
My wife?
Are you married?
Yes, I'm just recently married. Just recently married. We've been married for 1 year. 2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
Were you married before?
I've been married twice before, yes.
Okay. And how about your current wife? Has she had any involvement in the occult?
Not necessarily. I mean, we've both repented and we, you know, we followed the deliverance churches and
well, I'm not talking
about
the stuff that you're doing. I think that you have repented. You're trying to live for the Lord, but I mean, anything in her past regarding the occult?
As far as I know, no like seances or anything like that.
Did you
all the stuff that was unknowingly done to people?
Maybe stuff like unknown things, you know.
Let me give some examples. It would be like maybe, did either of you ever go to a psychic tarot card reading? You mentioned the seance there. Played with a Ouija board. Made contact with someone to cast a spell or do some magic?
No, none of that.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think we got enough information to get started. My friend, give me a name to call you by. Not your whole name, but just give me a first or middle name so we have something to call you by.
Paul.
Okay, Paul, that's all we need. Okay. Well, number one, thank you for calling in, and this is what we're here for, to pray. Brother Maximo, meet Brother Paul. I'm going to have you pray first. You have any questions for Paul before you pray?
Thank you, Shannon. Hi, Paul.
Hi.
So I'm going to be praying for you. I'm just going to be, it kind of sounds very, with the information that you have given us, it's just like all over the place. And what we try to do here is just try to focus on what it is that the Holy Spirit would want to lead us into prayer here. Can you give me like one more specific detail example of like, What hurts you right now? What is the main thing that you can't achieve, or that is keeping you from, or what is the main thing right now?
That's a good question. Thank you very much for asking. I would say that the spirit that's attacking me is causing failure, to like fail in everything, that I can't support my family, causing me to not be able to concentrate. Every time that anything good happens to me, it tries to prevent it from happening. It comes to confuse and frustrate and aggravate and irritate, and to just cause, failure in everything, and or just to, like he was just saying, if we don't fight these things, then they will, kill us. I pray against, these things, but sometimes we need others to pray for us too, instead of just, I'm working out my fear with this, working out my salvation with fear and trembling, but sometimes we need others to pray over us as well and help us, And so this thing is just a spirit that just attacks just, to literally cause great depression, just to cause, to cause misery, torment, just much harassing, spirit that, no matter what amount of prayer I pray, it just doesn't seem to, leave, or whatever legal hold it has, if it's, if I'm being buffeted with, a spirit, a thorn in my flesh, then I have to accept that. I also understand that.
Okay. Okay, so let's just go ahead and we're going to go through some asking the Lord to forgive you and renounce some things, okay? And I'm just going to pray over you and see what the Holy Spirit puts in my heart and my mind. It's usually when I start praying that the Lord just lays on me a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, to see exactly what we need to address. So I just say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, I ask.
Father God, I ask.
That you forgive me of my sins.
That you forgive me of my sins.
Of every word, thought, action.
Of every word, thought, and action.
Motive, intention.
Motive and intentions.
Character bent.
Character?
Yes, bent. Disbelief, unbelief.
Disbelief or unbelief.
And anything that comes against your word.
And anything that comes against your holy word.
Any disobedience to your word.
Any disobedience to your word.
Any pride in my life.
Any pride in my life.
I denounce all of this in Jesus' name.
I denounce all of this in Jesus' name.
I renounce all of this in Jesus'
name. I renounce all of it in Jesus' name.
I ask you, Father, to forgive me through your Son, Jesus.
I ask you, Father, to forgive me through your Son, Jesus.
Who died on the cross for me for the forgiveness of sin.
Who died on the cross for me for forgiveness of sins.
I break the curse behind the sins.
I break the curse behind the sin.
I've committed. I close the door to the enemy.
I close every door to the enemy from every sin committed.
And I wash with the precious blood of Jesus.
And I wash with the precious blood of Jesus.
Now put your hand over your heart and say, I lose dunamis healing power.
I lose dunamis healing power.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Of the Holy Spirit.
From the wounds and trauma.
From the wound and the trauma.
That sin created in my soul.
It's been created. That sin
created. Dear brother, when we sin, we actually start creating wounds and traumas in our soul because of the sin. And that gives the legality for the enemy to attack you because of those wounds and traumas created by the sin. He has legal authority to come. The devil is very legalistic. And he says, well, look at those wounds he has. I have a right to torment him or her because of those wounds. So Jesus came to heal the brokenhearted. Those wounds and traumas actually is what breaks your heart. So Jesus Christ comes to heal your broken heart, okay? So that when he heals those wounds and traumas, you are not easily afflicted and tormented by the demonic that comes against you, okay? If you don't heal those wounds and traumas in your soul, then it's very hard for the enemy to depart from you. So that's why we have to ask the Lord to heal the wound and trauma that the sin created in the soul realm. Okay?
I understand.
Okay. So let me just pray for you, okay? Just go ahead and just breathe and just concentrate in the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? Father God, I just want to thank you for my brother Paul. I thank you, Lord, that you know exactly what's going on right now. And you want to heal him right now, Father. You want to deliver him right now, Father. And I just want to thank you for his life, Father. And I just want to thank you, Lord, that you are using him for your purposes, Father. We just give you honor and glory for that, Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every demonic influence and oppression, afflicting, tormenting my brother right now, in Jesus' name, I put you on notice, and I command you to come up, and right now, in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, fire of the Holy Spirit on every demonic influence and oppression that is going on in his life or in his body and out of his body right now. I cut the communication cords of every demonic influence and oppression in Jesus' mighty name. I loose warring angels right now to sever communication cords between every demonic influence, between little demons, big demons, powers, principalities, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus Christ, we isolate you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against spirits of occult, spirits of drug, rock and roll, seances, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever afflicting and tormenting spirit, I command you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to come forth in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus Christ. What is the spirit that is afflicting him right now in the name of Jesus? What's your name? Who is the power right now? Who is the chief spirit right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Coming up in the name of Jesus Christ. Coming up, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Spirit, I torment you, spirit, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. What's your name, spirit?
Beelzebub.
Jesus. You said Beelzebub?
Beelzebub is what it says its name is.
Okay. So, brother, just go ahead and just concentrate in the Lord Jesus Christ right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just bind Beelzebub right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I torment you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Spirit over you, Beelzebub, in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire, fire, fire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I burn you sevenfold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, what is it that you're causing him to do? What is it that you're causing him in your life right now in the name of Jesus? Speak. Fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire. Loose warring angels right now to stab him right now, to afflict him, to torment this demonic entity. Fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. Speak in the name of Jesus Christ. What is it that you're causing him to do? What is your what is your legal authority there?
It's saying a blood ritual. A blood ritual that was done over me by a family member.
Shannon?
Right now, we just bind your strong man, Paul. We bind every demonic force that's tormenting you. In Jesus' name, we command them to manifest, keep coming out. Loose them. We bind Beelzebub. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. You're going to come out of him. Father God, we ask you to loose your warrior angels down right now to pull swords. Surround Paul and his wife. Right now, the angels of God begin to attack these spirits. Push them up and out. Come out of him. Loose them. Demon, we're attacking you from our position of authority, seated with the Lord Jesus Christ in the highest of the heavenlies. I agree with Maximo. Come out of him. Loose him. Let's go. Move. Beelzebub, we bind you in Jesus' name. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. You're going to come out of him. Loose him. Father God, we stand in the gap for Paul right now. Forgive the sin that was done that opened the door to Beelzebub. If there was a blood ritual done, God, forgive that sin. We break that ritual right now in its power. And loose Paul right now from it in Jesus' name. Come out of him. Let's go move. Let's go move. Come out. Out, 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 out. In Jesus' name. Loose him. Let's go move. You're not going to hurt him. You're going to make yourself small. Come out of him. Angels of God, knock Beelzebub down on its knees. Tie its hands behind its back to its ankles like a Guantanamo Bay prisoner. Put a to its chin. Make it into the eyes of Jesus. Where two or three are gathered, Jesus is in the midst. Let's go, Beelzebub. You're coming out. See, I, Beelzebub, am defeated. Confess it. I, Beelzebub, am defeated. Confess your defeat, demon. Be weak. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Angels of God, squeeze it. Throat. Open his mouth. I just pour the blood of Jesus Christ right down your throat. Drink the blood of Jesus. The blood. The blood is more powerful than Beelzebub. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Loose him. Let's go move, demon. The Lord Jesus Christ. Angels of God attack. No mercy on Beelzebub. No mercy on the spirit. Cast that you have judgment on this wicked spirit. Torment back on its head. Tormenting our brother. Torment 1,000 times back on your head. Come out. Paul, take a deep cough. Let it go, brother. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. Come out, Beelzebub.
In the name of
go.
In the name of Jesus, I come against this blood ritual right now, and I dismantle it right now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, loose ministering angels to dismantle this blood ritual. And I bind the demonic behind this blood ritual right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command you to depart to the pit of hell right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All blood rituals are canceled right now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will let him go. Loose yourself right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Come out by fire. Come out by fire. 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 Sevenfold in the name of Jesus Christ. You let him go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We broke your legal authority right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Let him go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go to the pit and never come back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in Jesus' name.
All the way. And go to where Jesus is. We're talking directly to you, demon. We bind you to our authority, seat with the Lord Jesus Christ in the highest of the heaven. God has made his saints his battle axes. We're here to break down your stronghold. Come out in Jesus' name. We rebuke you. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus, angels of God. Go in there and spoil these demons. Take their power, weapon, armor, rank, and resource. Take it in Jesus' name. Strip this demon. Let's go. All the way out. All the way up. Father God, we stand in the gap for this brother. We break every demonic band, cord, fetter, chain, wire, and hair off of Paul in Jesus' name. All evil words that have been spoken against him, curses, we break that in Jesus' name. We break every witchcraft curse that's been sent against you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to speak to Paul. Paul, I want you to say this. Saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
Lord Jesus, forgive me.
For opening up doors through rock music.
For opening up doors through rock music.
Through drugs and alcohol.
Through drugs and sorceries and alcohol.
Through all occult gateways.
Through all occult gateways.
Through the seances.
Through seances and any occult practices.
For trying to make contact with Satan.
For trying to make contact with Satan and his kingdom.
I renounce Satan and all of his evil works.
I renounce Satan and all of his evil works.
I confess Jesus Christ is my Lord.
Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer.
Lord Jesus, you're my deliverer.
I'm asking that you would set me free of these tormenting spirits tonight.
I ask you to set me free of these tormenting devils and demons tonight.
Okay, Paul, let's hit another area saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me for all sex outside of marriage.
Lord Jesus, forgive me for all sex outside of marriage.
Forgive me for divorce and adultery. Let's go. Renounce divorce and adultery.
What?
Renounce. Forgive me for divorce and adultery.
Forgive me for divorce and adultery, Father.
I ask that you would set me free of all evil soul ties tonight.
I ask you to set me free of all evil soul ties tonight, Father. In Jesus.
Lord Jesus. Now, Paul, let me ask you a question. Any time in your past, has there been any abortions?
I repented of it, but there was a person, they had an abortion. I didn't approve of it. No, I didn't.
Saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me.
Lord Jesus, forgive me.
For the death of this child.
For the death of that child.
Okay, your wife spoke just a moment ago. Ma'am, welcome today. Give me a name I can call you by, a first or middle name. That's all we need.
Marie.
Marie, welcome.
Marie.
We're glad to have you here, Marie. Marie, let me ask you a question. in your past at any time, has there ever been any abortions?
Yes, with a previous person.
Okay. Do you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior tonight, Marie?
There was a contemplating of abortion, but it never happened. I actually had the child.
Okay, but aside from that child, was there any others in your past that you aborted?
No.
Okay. And Marie, do you know Jesus as Lord and Savior tonight?
Yes, I do.
So if you contemplated, that's not a sin unless you acted upon it. So that was not an abortion. If you had the child, then you didn't abort a child. But I just want to be clear. Have you had any abortions in your past?
No, just the thought of it. The Lord didn't let me.
Okay.
He worked
you take the life of a child. So that's good. Many times we may be tempted or have thoughts to sin, but unless we act on them, then there was no sin committed. In a case of something like that, where you'd had to take an action. Okay, just want to be clear and make sure of that. But, Paul, back to you. We're going to hit this thing again. And if you feel nauseous at any time, you need a garbage can, just have one handy. Stuff may come out that way. It may not.
It's already here.
I'm not talking to Paul now. I'm talking to you, demon. We're here right now in the name of Jesus to cast you out. I want to talk to the strong man in Paul. Who are you? You want to destroy him, don't you, demon?
Beelzebub.
We bind you. We're going to get you, Beelzebub. Who else is in there with you? Who else you working with, demon? You're weakened by the blood of Jesus.
He's by himself.
It's futile to resist, demon. You're going to have to come out. I would encourage you to come out. Don't make it harder on yourself. We can turn up the heat. Father God, point your finger what you want to come out tonight. We bind this spirit, identifying itself as Beelzebub. We bind every demonic force inside.
Does he Satan's right hand?
Demon, you're on the left with the goats, but Paul is on the right with the sheep. Now come out in Jesus' name. We bind you to the truth on Judgment Day. Come out. Let's go take a deep cough. Let it go, brother. Every spirit that came in through rock music, we rebuke you. Come out in Jesus' name. Music. Heavy metal. Let's go move. Come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of rebellion, which is as the sin of witchcraft. Come out in Jesus' name. All rebellion, witchcraft, angst, come out in Jesus' name. Move. Cutting spirits, come out in Jesus' name. Cutting spirits, all spirits of depression, suicide, come out in Jesus' name. We bind. You're not going to hurt him. You're not going to hurt his wife or children. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Make yourself small. Father God, loose the angels to carry these demons off. We want them to go. We plead the blood of Jesus right now in your home. Come out in Jesus' name. All death messages, come out. Let's go move. All spirits that came in. What, demon? Speak up. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Angels of God, begin to choke these demons. We pour the blood of Jesus Christ right down your throat, demon. Drink the blood. The blood. The blood just defeat you. Be weakened by the blood. Come out. Blood of Jesus right in your belly. Come out in Jesus' name. Angels of God, attack. In Jesus' name. Loose. All spirits of Beelzebub, how many of you are in there? We rebuke you in Jesus' name. Come out. That nest of Beelzebub, come out. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you. Angels of God, both swords, attack. And no mercy on these demons. Let's go. Death metal, come out in Jesus' name. Let's go. Let's go. All spirits that came in through drugs and alcohol, pharmakia, come out. Come on, let's go move. Loose his brain. Come out in Jesus' name. We come against all spirits of insanity. Squid, spirits that attack the mind. Rebuke you. Loose his brain. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We speak to your mind. Whole. in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out.
According to Hebrews 4:12. According to Hebrews 4:12, I take my sword right now, and I divide you, Beelzebub, from his spirit, from his soul right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with this two-edged sword, you are divided now, and you are isolated right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You come on out in the name of Jesus. You come on out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Spirit. More fire. More fire. Coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. We loose you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We, angels of the Lord, pierce right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Attack in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Hook them out in Jesus' name. More fire. More fire. More fire. More fire. Tormenting you. Burning you to the core in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You come on out right now. Come on out right now. Come on out right now in the name of Christ. Go to the pit. Go to the pit. Go to the pit right now. I command you right now. Go to the pit. Go to the pit in the name of Jesus Christ. Go now. Loose yourself. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go now in Jesus' name. Say, I be Beelzebub. Say, I be Beelzebub.
Confess it, demon.
Say it.
We got power and authority over you in Jesus' name.
I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. Say, I be Beelzebub.
Confess it, demon.
Fire of the Holy Spirit. More fire, Lord. Make it sevenfold. Make it hotter. Make it hotter on this demonic entity. Make it hotter. Fire. 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 Say, I be Beelzebub.
You're defeated, Beelzebub. Look at the Lord Jesus right in the eyes. He's right there with Paul. Look at him in the eyes. Beelzebub. Say, Jesus Christ is... Confess it. Jesus Christ is Lord. Confess it.
More fire.
Every knee shall...
More fire.
Confess. That Jesus Christ is Lord. Look at the eyes of the Lord Jesus, Beelzebub. Where's he telling you to go?
Says he never will confess Jesus Christ is Lord, and he's telling him to go to the pit.
You will confess, demon. You'll confess it now, or you'll confess it in the lake of fire. Your choice. You're going to come out. Take a deep cough. Let it go, brother. Come out.
More fire.
Out, out, out. Jesus.
More fire. More fire. More fire.
Tell it to go.
More fire. Hotter.
Let it go.
Hotter. Fire and brimstone. Fire and brimstone right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out.
Father God.
I torment you. I torment you. I torment you by the fire of the Holy Spirit in the name of Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Do you have any more legal right to this man? What is your legal right?
That's
if
right.
If you don't have any legal right, you're coming out.
How did you get in, Beelzebub? What door was opened up to invite you in? We bind you to the truth on Judgment Day in Jesus' name. You heard Maximo. If you don't have a legal right, you got to go. Otherwise, confess it right now. What's your legal right to stay? Father God, we stand in the gap for Paul right now. Repeat.
Says it has many legal rights, but it says that is the spirit of the witch of my sister. My
Father
God,
a witch.
And so she's done witchcraft over me, and she's done rituals over me and things I didn't even know she did over me. And so it's kind of like satanic ritual abuse, SRA.
Now, was your parents or your grandparents involved in the occult?
My whole witchcraft's been in my whole family. But yeah,
how do you know?
The bloodline, but I've been praying against it, and praying spiritual warfare against it, and stuff like that. But I mean,
it's been in your whole family. What evidence do you have that your parents or grandparents were involved in witchcraft? What comes to mind?
That I, to be honest with you, I really don't. I don't have that. As far as like knowing that they were actual real witches or anything like that, no, I don't.
Okay. Well, just say this. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive my sister.
Lord Jesus, forgive my sister.
Of involvement in witchcraft.
Of involvement in witchcraft.
Forgive any of my family or ancestors who have opened up doors to the occult.
Father, forgive any of my family and ancestors that opened up the door to the occult.
Paul, are you willing to forgive them for working any witchcraft against you, if they did?
Yes, I do.
Tell the Lord Jesus that you forgive your sister and ask him to bless and save her.
I forgive my family and I for doing any witchcraft over me. I forgive my sister for doing witchcraft over me to dominate me. And I forgive her, Father, and ask you to bless her in Jesus' name.
Hey, Brother Maximo, why don't you hit those open doors of sexual sin?
Yes. Okay. Also say, in the name of Jesus, Paul.
In the name of Jesus.
I close the door to witchcraft of the family and my sister.
I close every door to the door to witchcraft in my family and family bloodline and my sister.
Say, I remit the sin, iniquity, and transgression.
I remit the sin, iniquity, and transgression. Transgression?
Of witchcraft over my biological father.
Of witchcraft over my biological father.
And the witchcraft over my mother's biological bloodline.
And the witchcraft over my mother's biological bloodline, family bloodline.
Of the father. Right.
And the father. And my father.
Sir, I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over these bloodlines all the way down to Adam and Eve.
I pray the loose and sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ, huh? I plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus Christ over these family bloodlines of my father and mother, Donaldson and Henson, and all the way down, all the way back to Adam in the Garden of Eden.
Yes. Say all the altars that were raised are broken by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
All altars raised in witchcraft in my family bloodline, mother and father, I destroy them with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Just I lose the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit over these ritual bloodlines.
I lose the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit over these family bloodlines. In Jesus' name.
Okay, let me pray for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, all these bloodlines, all these rituals and witchcraft is broken right now, that is reaching Paul right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just divide that by the word of the Lord right now in Jesus' name. We just cut that off right now. All that witchcraft coming into your life is broken now in Jesus' mighty name. All sexual sin is broken as well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All sexual rituals right now are broken in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All witchcraft sexual rituals are broken now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in Jesus' mighty name. No weapon formed against Paul shall prosper of these witchcraft done rituals in Jesus' name. I lose that right now. I cover it by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is removed now in Jesus' name. Beelzebub, we have cut off your power right now in Jesus' name. You have no more legal authority. You're coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you were hanging out with the witchcraft, it's gone now. I bind you to witchcraft, the spirit of witchcraft right now. I bind you with them in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in Jesus' name. Witchcraft, Beelzebub, coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. Coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sexual demonic entities, coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every sexual demon, coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fornication, coming out. Adultery, coming out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus' name. Abortion, coming out in the name of Jesus Christ.
And
in
death.
Jesus' name. Death, coming out
burning
in the
it.
Name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I agree with Maximo. Did you burn incense, Paul?
No, incest.
Oh, incest. I come against the spirit of incest coming out. I bind
yeah,
you with
no,
the altar.
Yeah, also did. Also I did burn incense, not understanding that it was evil.
Who told you to burn the incense?
It was just like, you know, stuff to for the make the house smell good. Not to, I wasn't doing it to demon gods or anything. But then later on, now I understand that if you burn it, if you burn it at all, it's to burn it, it's for demons. And I didn't know that. I would just burn it
okay.
to like make the place smell good, but it was still it's still evil.
Okay. You mentioned incest. Where did that occur?
That was with my sister.
Okay. You and your sister?
Yeah, it was you know, when I it was at that time, a long time ago, but it was
to forgive you, and we're going to break that soul tie. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Remember, there's now therefore no condemnation to those who are in
That's
Christ
right.
Jesus who walk the flesh but have the spirit. If we confess our sin, 1 John 1:9, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
So just renounce it and ask Jesus to break that soul tie. Go ahead.
Yes, I renounce it, Father, in Jesus' name, incest with my sister, and I break that soul tie in Jesus' name.
Okay, Brother Maximo, back to you. Hit that spirit. Go after fornication, adultery, and incest.
I break that
Take
evil.
It away.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break that evil soul tie to my sister through witchcraft and incest in Jesus'
was
name.
Was this the sister who's currently involved in witchcraft?
Yes, that's the one that's,
okay.
You know, when the manifestation, and you commanded it to speak and said it was, you know, that it was.
Let me ask you this question.
Her spirit, yeah, that was, Beelzebub is behind witchcraft, and so it was that spirit that was saying.
The soul is cut, but let me ask you this question. Have you asked your sister to forgive you?
Yes.
Okay. Can you forgive your sister?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I pray. I still
okay,
pray
we're
going
to. Brother Maximo, back over to you.
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's the connection right there, the incest. So it's broken. Just go ahead and cough and breathe, my brother, in Jesus' name. Ashunokopa. Father God, I thank you for this deliverance. I command warring angels right now to go after, right now, every demonic influence and oppression associated with this witchcraft, incest, perversion, fornication, Beelzebub, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you together in the name of Jesus Christ. Your legal right has been cut off right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Beelzebub, fire of the Holy Spirit, fire on you, fire. Fire sevenfold in the name of the Lord Jesus. Fire, fire, fire in the name of Jesus Christ. All witchcraft is broken now. The curse of incest is broken now in the name of Jesus Christ. All sexual perversion curses are broken now. You have no more legal authority and you must come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Look at the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and go and go in Jesus' name. Look at his finger and go. Look at his finger and go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to the pit in Jesus' name. Fire, I burn you. Fire, fire, fire. Sevenfold in the name of Jesus Christ. Coming out in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, Jezebel. Go, coming up in the name of Jesus Christ. Lose yourself. Lose yourself right now in Jesus' name. Jezebel, coming up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Coming up in Jesus' name. You're the culprit of sexual sin. Coming up in the name of Jesus Christ. Coming up in the name of Jesus Christ. Jezebel, coming up. Do you have any legal authority over this man? Jezebel, coming up. I know you're in there.
We bind you, demon.
Fire
in the name of Jesus.
Fire.
You're going to
fire on you, Jezebel.
She says she's the witch that works to kill me. That's
fire
right
of
here.
The Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Every demonic influence and oppression is
sister demon. Paul's forgiven her. You're going to come out. Let's go. We break that curse
coming
of incest off you. Every spirit that came in through incest, rape, fornication, adultery or divorce, come out. All sexual sin, come out. Take a deep breath and let go, Paul. Let's go. All fantasy and lust, come out. Let's go move. Any spirits of sexual perversion, go in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Loose them. Let it go, Paul. Take a deep cough and let it go.
Fire. Fire. Fire.
In the name of Jesus.
Fire. Burning
let it go.
You. Relentlessly burning you. Relentlessly burning you. Fire of the Holy Spirit. More fire.
Nothing.
We,
no,
more
nothing's
fire.
Moving right. There. Nothing's moving.
We
there.
Break that soul tie between you and your sister right now in Jesus' name. We break the soul tie between you and anyone you've had relations with outside of marriage in the mighty name of Jesus.
That's
let's
all
go.
Been,
just
I
breathe.
I broke the soul ties to people in the past and all of that and everything. That's
yep, I've
there's
heard,
nothing.
I've already
there's
heard
nothing
that.
Moving. There's nothing
you're
moving
blocking them right
now. No,
they can't come out
when
you're
in heaven.
Just what I want you to do is breathe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you repent. They don't have a legal right. Let us do our work. Just breathe, brother. It's like an ambulance coming down the road. If you don't get out of the way, you block it. So just breathe. Let's go. Keep coming out. In the name of Jesus. Every soul tie, ungodly, be broken in Jesus' name. Every spirit that came in through the sexual soul tie, come out. Just breathe, brother. Come
fire.
Out of the eye gate.
Fire.
Come out of his loins. In
fire.
Jesus'
torment.
Name.
Fire.
This man, free spirit of shame, guilt, and condemnation to come out. Take a cough. Guilt.
Fire.
Shame. Condemnation. Go in Jesus' name. Let's go move.
Fire of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, fire
let's go.
Right now.
Sexual perversion. Come out. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Coming out. Come out.
Move. The
come
Lord
out.
Jesus Christ rebuke.
Go.
Let's go be weakened by the Jesus.
Go.
Every spirit of bitterness, forgiveness, come on out in Jesus' name. Loose them. Let's go move.
For the Lord, put pressure. Put more pressure.
Anger, rage, bitterness, anger toward your sister, come out in Jesus' name. Move
out.
In Jesus' name. We're not talking to Paul. We're talking to you, demon.
Out.
Be weak by the blood of
go.
Jesus.
Go.
Let him go.
Go. Go.
Let him go. Father God,
Holy
we
Ghost
stand
fire.
In the
go.
Gap. Forgive any sin of the ancestors coming down either side of the family line of any sexual sin, incest, rape, fornication, adultery, any kind of sexual perversion.
Fire.
Forgive the sin, God. We break that curse off you and your
fire.
Children. In Jesus' name.
More fire.
Come on, every familiar spirit that came down the line, come out. Loose Paul.
Come out.
In the name of Jesus.
Father,
keep coming out.
I repent and renounce and fall out of agreement with all bitterness and anger. Go back to that one, brother. We're moving on that. I repent for bitterness and
absolutely.
Anger.
You've got some bitterness
and
anger towards
you.
But who
you started saying it, who, and they started manifesting. Yeah, I repent of all bitterness
absolutely.
And anger in Jesus' name.
Listen, it takes two to tango. That's why I asked you. Did you ask her to forgive you?
Oh, yes, I did ask her to forgive me. I'm just, there may be like hidden bitterness that I don't know of and hidden anger that I...
What has happened between you recently that has put a wedge in between you?
Nothing. I just don't, I don't speak to her. I, you know, separated my life from her, but I mean, I forgave her and she forgave me and, you know, we just kind of went our ways. And, you know, it was, nothing. But
yeah. How long has it been since you?
Years. I don't know. 3-4 years.
How old were y'all when y'all had relations? Were y'all children or were you older?
When we were children, it happened, but as, you know, kids, but just like fiddling around, but later on as adults.
Okay. So how many years has it been since you've spoken to her again?
4. I don't know. 4 or 5 years.
Did she ever recover? Did she get married?
I don't know. As far as I know, no, she's, you know. I don't know.
Now, what about
information?
What about your mom and dad? Are they still alive?
They're both passed away.
Do you have any other brothers or sisters?
Yes.
Okay.
3 other sisters.
So you need to get her mailing address or an email, and you need to write her and just say, look, I ask you to forgive me. I'm sorry for hurting you. What we did was wrong. Forgive me, whether you hear from her or not.
Yeah.
Do that.
But I'm saying I did that already. I did that years ago. I went back years ago and asked her to forgive me, and you know, said I was sorry for all the things that we did, and you know, and she forgave me, and I forgave her.
I realize that, but there's something that's unresolved there. I would do it again. And I would say that she hasn't healed, and there's still a rift there.
That's
a heavy thing.
I believe. Yeah.
There's not anything too big for the Lord to fix.
Right. I'm praying for her deliverance also.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, this is round one tonight. We're going to bind these things up. There's more deliverance to be had, but some has happened tonight. Deliverance is not a one-shot deal.
Yeah, I feel much
better. You can do anything, but typically, you take back the ground bit by bit. There's probably something else that's got to be uprooted. And I pray right now tonight, Father God, that you would show my brother if there's something else that needs to be repented of or renounced that is lying there unresolved. Bring it to him that he can repent or forgive if that be the case. In Jesus' name. Brother Maximo, you want to bind these, box these things up?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you for this deliverance. I bind every demonic influence and oppression, and we box you up right now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in this box. We cage you right now, Beelzebub, Jezebel, any other perversion spirits, witchcraft, all of these spirits. Get in now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Angels of the Lord, get these things inside these boxes. Filled by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in Jesus' name, and weaken them by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ right now in Jesus' name. Get inside these boxes right now in Jesus' name. You'd be tormented daily by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ until you lose all your power right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I agree. Brother Paul, there's still...
You shall prosper.
There's still an open wound there with the sister. That's why you want to reach out to her again. Now, as much for yourself as for her. The enemy doesn't ever want you to communicate again, and that's not God's will.
Right.
What we repent of, the Lord forgives, and he remembers no more. He throws in the sea of forgetfulness. But reach out one more time and see if there's not a response there to make sure you're covered. And then I want you to call back in about 2 weeks. We're going to go round two with you. Again, we command everything, even after this phone call, that the Lord Jesus wants out to keep coming out. Go to where Jesus sent it. It will not return. And Brother Paul, are you involved in any local church, fellowship?
Yes, I am, and we are actually here in Texas, and we're at a hotel because we're at a deliverance conference.
Oh,
this today
fantastic!
Was today was day one, and tomorrow is another day, but it doesn't matter. I still love your program. I called in years ago. It was many years ago, and on your program, and you had the Van Hutchinsons on, and I managed to get through, and they did deliverance over me, and it was over Kundalini spirit, and it was a mighty deliverance, and I was grateful, and I've watched the program, and we still love the fact that, you know, the Lord has blessed you and got you back on the airs and everything, and that the mission goes on for the Lord.
Well, you know, I miss the Hutchinsons. Sure do miss Brother Van, and I've contacted Sandy a couple of times and told her if she wants to come back anytime and teach, we'd love to have her. While we've got you on the line, ma'am, what was your first name again? Brother Paul's wife?
Marie.
I'm glad to hear you are plugged into the deliverance conference there, and family that prays together stays together. Marie, do you need any prayer while we're here tonight?
She says no.
Okay.
We have another one here, Brian. We have her son here. He might need deliverance.
Brian,
you need any deliverance? Now or never.
How old is he?
16.
Brian, do you know Jesus is your Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
Now, Brian, are you Paul's son, Mary's son, or which side do you come from?
Marie's son and Paul's son through marriage.
Okay. Just say, let me ask you something. Have you ever asked Jesus Christ to come in your heart and be your Lord and Savior?
Yes, but I wouldn't be afraid of doing it again.
Well, you know, it says if we confess Jesus before men, he will confess us before his Father in heaven. Why don't we do that right now? Maximo, you want to lead him through a prayer? Acknowledging Jesus and renouncing Satan?
Yes. Brian, Brother Brian, if you would like to repeat after me. Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
I ask that you come into my heart.
I ask that you come into my heart.
And use me as you will.
And use me as you will.
For your kingdom.
For your kingdom.
That I may be able to do the good
that
work.
That I may be able to do the good works.
That you have predestined me to do.
That you have predestined me to do.
I want to do your will.
I want to do your will.
Now, and until you call me.
Now and until you call me into your beautiful ministry.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we're going to pray for you now, Brian. Amen. Brian, I'll ask you a question. Have you had any sex before?
No.
Okay. Have you experimented with any drugs or alcohol?
I did try smoking, but it didn't work out. I didn't like it.
Okay, good for you. We're going to pray for you now. May we do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, right now, in the name of Jesus, we just bind your strong man, Brian. We bind every demonic force inside or out, and we command them to manifest and come out right now in Jesus' name. Won't you take a deep cough, Brian, out of your stomach? That shows the demons that you're be free. Come out in
fire.
Jesus' name. Loose them.
Fire. Fire.
Take it over, Maximo.
Fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Every demonic influence and oppression in his body right now, in his soul right now, loose him right now. We loose you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We loose you right now by the sword of the Lord, according to Hebrews 4:12. We divide you from you. We divide you from him in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire on every demonic influence and oppression. Anything the Lord wants to come... Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Declare and decree no weapon formed against you right now shall prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, every demonic influence and oppression, we call you up. We call you up right now. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Come on up in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire.
Any spirit that through drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, movies, music, we bind, rebuke you. Come on, Jim. Just take another breath and let it go, Brian. Father God, we stand in the gap for him. Forgive the sins of the parents or ancestors on the other side of family line. Anything that came down the bloodline in the form of a familiar spirit, we close the door to that right now. We break that bloodline curse right now. Command to come out. Let's go. All spirits of abandonment, rejection, deep wounded hurt, come out in Jesus' name. All depression, any spirits that you have had attack you, come out. Take another breath, Brian. Let it go. Loose them.
Go.
In Jesus' name.
Go.
Anything the Lord Jesus wants out of you tonight, manifest and go. In Jesus' name. We break every word curse.
I lose the anointing of the
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
I lose anointing of the Lord right now. The anointing of the Lord that breaks the yoke of the enemy right now upon you right now. The anointing of the Lord that breaks the yoke of the enemy on every area of your life right now in the name of Jesus. Go right now. Every demonic influence and oppression, we bind you. We put you on notice in Jesus' name. Fire, we burn you by the fire of the Holy Spirit right now. Come up and out. Up and out. Go in the name of Jesus. Word curses. Any curses imposed on you are broken now by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Jesus' name. Every curse associated with work, any curse associated by a gesture, are broken now by the Lord Jesus Christ right now. Any spoken word is broken right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Any word or work is broken now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Every demonic influence and oppression, come on out in Jesus' name. Word curses, come on out in the name of Jesus Christ.
I agree.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Every
fire,
evil spoken against you, we break off you in Jesus' name. Every hex, vex, curse, spell, we break off you in Jesus' name.
Fire.
All spirits of deep wounded hurt, rejection from the father or the mother, come out in Jesus' name. All abandonment,
fire.
Come out in Jesus' name. All inferiority, insecurity, spirit of worry, fear, come out in Jesus' name. Loose them in the name of Jesus. We speak into your mind right now. You're loosening to you God's spirit of power, love, and sound mind. Bless Brian, God. Put a hedge of protection, wall fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around him. Use him for your glory and honor, God. Speak to him through dreams and visions. In Jesus' name, God, fill him with your Holy Spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. Brian, I want you to, with permission from your mom and dad, send me an email with your mailing address. I want to put a couple books in your hands. And right now is a perfect time for you to join the Lord Jesus Christ End Time Army. And you start by reading your Bible every day. You've got some books you can read on deliverance. And begin to pray every day and ask God to use you. And he will direct you. He's looking for young warriors. Thank you for calling in, Brian. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Paul, I want to thank you and your wife and Brian for calling in tonight. Have a great conference out there. And check back in with us, and we'll do round two. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you. That brother, that young man that you just did deliverance over, out of his own will, his own heart, or whatever, he gave into your ministry. And it was, I just wanted you to know that. Out of the love, he's still receiving deliverance. Praise God. They're still coming out. Thank you so much for your love and kindness.
You're the priest of the household. I want you after this phone call to lay hands on him, and your wife join in prayer and command anything that the Lord Jesus wants out tonight to keep coming out. Keep praying for him. God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, we're on with Evangelist Maximo Hernandez. Maximo, how are you doing for time? You have time for another call?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's try 734. 734, welcome. Sorry we lost connection with you earlier. How are you doing?
Yes.
You need prayer tonight?
Yes, I need prayer again. I called last night, and I was on with Pastor Lou. And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, he prayed for me and everything, but last night and today, I've been up under such heavy demonic attacks. It's ridiculous. I've been attacked so many times. I've been even trying to call the line. Every time I try to call, the phone would click off,
yep.
And I'll call back, and it'll click off again. So
absolutely. The enemy doesn't want you to get through.
The enemy didn't want me to get through, and I'm thinking it must have been some type of, you know, last night when they prayed with some type of retaliation or something. So I'm just praying that God, you know, don't allow them to come back and torment me anymore, because it was like nightmares after nightmares and just torment.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have a scarf that you can put over your hair as a covering? A scarf or a hat?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
When the ladies of God pray to God, you're speaking to God, he wants your head covered. Your long hair is your glory. The covering over your hair represents power on your head. And it's a symbol to the spirit world that you're coming under the protection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said when you prophesy, you're speaking for God, he wants your head covered. So when you pray or prophesy, put a scarf over your head. Good idea to carry one in your pocket or your purse, because you never know when you might want to pray or prophesy. And then when you're done, you can take it off. But especially in deliverance, it gives you an edge, because what you're doing is you're obeying the word of God. Now, 99.9% of the women of God out there will not do it. I guarantee you. Look around. Ask people. They mock it. They say, oh, that's not for today. Well, I beg to differ. The Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament. And if God hadn't put it in there, it's for a reason. We don't have to understand it, as Derek Prince said, but we need to do it. And obedience is better than sacrifice. So I challenge people out there, try it and see if it doesn't give you an edge. Maybe you begin to see some results that you haven't seen before in deliverance, and especially in your answered prayer. I've got one brother who took it to another level, and he said, your prayers are actually hindered by the angels because we're speaking to God and we're in disobedience. And he said, cover your head and you don't do it. It could be blocking your prayers. So I just challenge people to try it. And then write in and let me know if you see a difference. Okay, so praise the Lord. We're going to pray for you tonight. You said you've been attacked in the last 24 hours. What form of those attacks brought? Mental attack? Are you being touched when you sleep? Hearing voices?
Well,
what's going on?
What happens, like when I'm sleeping, it feels like a heavy presence that's on top of me, holding me down, where I can't move, I can't speak. And then, you know, I start having terrible nightmares.
That's definitely demonic.
And it seems like every time I open up my door, a spirit comes in through the door. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Are you taking any psychotropic drugs right now?
No.
Okay. And refresh my memory, are you married or are you single right now?
I'm married.
Okay. Do you and your husband go to church together?
We don't go to church together because of his schedule, but I do attend church.
Do you have the ability to go to church on a Wednesday night?
On a Wednesday night? No, I usually go on a Monday night.
Or a Sunday night? You know, some churches have church during the week, and if you can't do like a Sunday, try another night. At any rate, do you read the Bible together?
No, we don't read the Bible together, but we pray together. Like every, you know, he does a lot. He works a lot. So, you know, I pray for him, and we cover each other before he leaves the house to go out to work. So
good.
But pray. But it doesn't bother him. It's not him. It doesn't bother him. It just bothers me. He sleeps like a log. I'm the one
right.
that's getting torn in it, not him. So I don't understand why this thing is just
well, we're
going to
pray
you.
In just a minute.
Okay.
And God can help you. But the sword of the Spirit is the word of God. And I want to challenge you and challenge us all out there to begin to read the word of God. You might not be able to do it every day, but clearly you've got some time together that you can do it. And I would challenge you to get two King James Bibles. I say that because it has been compromised. You can't say that about all the versions. But I know that one's still good. Not a new King James, just get the King James. New King James is an entirely different edition. But get a King James Bible, and both of y'all, when you have time, when he's home, read. Each of you take turns reading. It says, we renew our mind through the hearing of God's word. So as you're reading it, you're going to be renewing your mind. Also, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So not only are both of you going to be able to renew your minds, your faith is going to be built, but when you speak God's word, it's a sword that goes out through the atmosphere. It will hit every demon in that house. So if you say you've got spirits coming in, the last thing that they're going to want to do is hang around for a Bible study. And as you begin to speak the word, they're going to know their targets in your household. That's going to encourage them to leave. We're going to command them to leave tonight, but you want to keep them gone. And you've got to get strong in the spirit. And put that word into you, because there could be a time coming in the days ahead that we may not have that access to the Bible. And it's only what has been written in the table of your heart and mine that the Holy Spirit is going to have something to recall. Because he'll quicken your spirit, man, and he'll bring back a word. And you'll say, where'd that come from? Well, it's the word that you've deposited in your spirit, man, and the Holy Spirit now can access it. And it's a weapon. So this is not just metaphor. No, I'm saying this is an actual weapon that you need to begin to deploy in your household, and you also need to get in the house of God. Because your husband needs to get on fire to such a point that when you say, hey, I'm being attacked, he immediately goes into combat mode for you and can begin to rebuke those spirits. Because he's your head. Christ is the head of the church. The man is the head of the woman. And we're out of order. And there's many men out there who are nowhere to be found. They're not standing in the gap for the women folk. And then you're coming under attack. Because if the house is in the right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, that demon's got to come through your husband first to get to you. But if the husband's not there as a shield, then you're going to have a harder time as a woman of God. So we're going to pray for you tonight, but I just want to give you that practical advice for you and everybody out there. Try this and see if it doesn't, if it's not a paradigm shift, change the dynamics of what's going on. If you're being attacked
okay,
in your sleep,
yes.
A door has been opened up. Have you ever battled with pornography?
No.
Okay. How long ago did these attacks begin to take place that you're describing?
Ever since I
How long
lived in this.
Going on?
Ever since I lived in this house, and I guess I lived here over 12 years. So ever since I've been in this house, I've been up under some type of demonic attack. So I'm thinking,
are you
maybe
in a,
this house is
perfect. That's a good question. Are you in a single-family home or an apartment?
It's a single-family home. It's a manufactured mobile home, double-wide.
So you could have some cursed objects on the property buried there. We'll pray for you today, and then what you also need to do is you and your husband need to get some olive oil and go reclaim that property for Jesus, because you have no idea what was done in the home that you're in or on that property.
Okay.
And not only just walk around your property and dribble some oil and just say, I retake this ground for Jesus.
Can I just pray that God send me another home and move me out of here, because I don't want to fight anymore for it. I just want to go and move. And then also
Here's
we
the
have
deal.
To start doing Bible study. I'm going to ask you this question. What do you think about Jehovah's Witnesses? Is it okay to study with them as a Christian?
Absolutely not. No.
Not? No?
They don't worship the same Jesus.
Do they worship other gods?
Absolutely.
Absolutely?
Absolutely. You need to get the book by Bill Snebbelin, You don't want Jehovah's Witnesses in your house because they're going to bring demons.
Oh, my God, because we had, let me tell you this, we had started to study with them, and they would come, like, every once a week to study with us. And I guess God didn't really approve of it because the lady that was coming, she fell and she broke her arm. So,
wow.
I know. She fell and broke her arm, so that you know, they couldn't come anymore because she had, you know, because she broke her arm so bad. So I'm okay for us to study.
You've opened up a door, and you were doing it innocently. You want to try to help some people, but they don't believe.
Yeah, because I'm thinking that they talk about the Word of God, and you know, I didn't know.
So
if
straight up, Jehovah Witnesses believe that Jesus was created by Jehovah as the Archangel Michael before the physical world existed and is lesser, the mighty God. They believe Jesus is none other than the Archangel Michael. That's deception right there.
But okay, but she's always talking about Jehovah, which is God. I mean, they always talk about Jehovah.
Well, they got that part right. That is God's name in English, Jehovah. Yahovah is actually how you pronounce it. King James got it right. They spelled the name of God correct. They just use a J instead of a Y. That's okay. But they believe that Jesus was resurrected spiritually from the dead, but not physically. They believe that the second coming was an invisible spiritual event that occurred in the year 1914. They believe that the Holy Spirit is an impersonal force of God and not a distinct person. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe that Jesus is Archangel Michael. They don't believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
Wow. And they kept saying something about 144,000. I don't know what that meant.
They believe that there's only 144,000 people that are going to be saved. Everybody else is going to hell.
Right, that they're going to go to heaven, and everybody else is going to live here on earth. So
what you're dealing with is a cult.
Okay.
Satan is diversified. He doesn't deceive everybody through the same means. There's thousands of religions out there that are not the one way, which is Jesus Christ, the only way to the Father, no other way to the Father but through him. And so you don't want Jehovah's Witness in your house. Just politely decline. What they're trying to do is proselytize you. They want to make you Jehovah's Witness members, and they're loaded with demons, and every time they come into your house, the demons are coming in with them. No wonder you're being tormented.
Yeah,
and if
they
haven't
been in a while because they were coming every week, and then so happened the lady and her husband would come, and she fell and broke her arm. And, you know, so they haven't came in a long time because, you know, of that issue. But I said next time I was going to ask someone, is it biblical to study with them or, you know.
Because they don't believe in the Word of God, that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe he's the Archangel Michael. So here's what you need to do. Disassociate with these people.
Okay.
If they gave you a Jehovah's Witness Bible, or any material from the Jehovah's Witness, the Watch, I think they've got a thing called the Watchtower magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Burn it. Burn it. Burn it. It's a cult. It's loaded with demons. We know of a lady who had a crew, and they were from the Mormon church, and they painted her house. They only came one time, and the demons of lust jumped off of them onto her, and she was tormented until she called in for prayer.
Oh,
these are demons. They want to win you out and pull you into their cult, so have nothing to do with these. You can ask God to save them, but you don't want to be doing a Bible study with them because they don't believe the Bible. So there you are. Now, I think that's the cause right there. I was not aware of that when you called in last time. But that makes a lot of sense now.
I really thought about it. You know, God just brought it back to my memories when we were talking about do we study the Bible together. When you asked me, did me and my husband study the Bible together? And I started remembering that we did
you know, allow Jehovah's Witnesses to come over, you know, to have Bible study with us.
We're going to close that door tonight. Just saying, Lord Jesus, I renounce Jehovah's Witness.
Lord Jesus, I renounce Jehovah's Witnesses. I'm so sorry because I didn't know.
That's okay. He forgives. Say, Jesus, I know you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you are the Son of God.
You are not the Archangel Michael.
You're not the Archangel Michael.
Jesus, I believe you died and rose again.
Jesus, I believe you died and rose again.
And I ask you to come into my household.
And I ask you to come into my household.
And be the center of my marriage.
And be the center of my marriage.
And I command any spirit that came in through the Jehovah's Witness.
And I command any spirit that came in through the Jehovah's Witness.
To get out of my house and off my property.
To get out of my house and off my property.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, Maximo's going to pray for you, but one more thing I want to remind you of. If you've got Watchtower magazine, they left you with a Jehovah's Witness Bible, or left you with anything, burn it. Burn it if you can, and if you can't, at least throw it in the garbage, rip it up, whatever. Get it out of your house tonight.
Okay.
Because the demons, that's a key to your house. The demons got legal right because you've got their books in your house right now.
Okay.
They can come and go as they want because you've got their property. That's a legal right, as Brother Maximo was talking about earlier, to gain entrance to your house. Any type of occult books. Some people got Dianetics, Scientology, Mormon books, Freemasonry, witchcraft and occult, Catholic icons, Catholic rosary beads, special candles.
So what religion is safe to go to? Just Christian? Just what churches? Which religion is safe?
Oh, is safe? Christianity.
Mm-hmm. Christianity. Baptist?
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Okay.
You mean which denominations is what you probably mean to say?
Yeah. Denomination.
Christianity
so
is. I mean,
Christianity
has many different denominations in it, but Jehovah's Witnesses, they are not Christians. Neither are Mormons. Mormons actually believe, now that's separate than Jehovah's Witness, but I told you Jehovah's Witness believe Jesus is Michael the Archangel, and the Mormons believe that Satan is the brother of Jesus.
Oh, God.
I mean, these are doctrines of demons. And the Catholics believe in praying to dead people, the saints. This is called necromancy, communication with the dead, and praying to Mary, the mother of Jesus. These are cults is what they are, a cult. And so you want to distance yourself. It's as bad as being a Buddhist or a Muslim. They pray to other gods, just like my neighbors do. These are cults. What you need to do is get a King James Bible,
mm-hmm.
and you need to go to a full gospel Christian church. I recommend, what state do you live in?
Michigan.
Okay, Michigan. Okay, so I encourage you to just get on the internet, do a Google search on Church of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's about as straight cut as you can get.
Okay.
You got the best shot to a Church of God. Baptists are okay, except they don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But they do preach the gospel, and they read the Bible. So, I mean, you can do that, but you are going to hit a roadblock at some point in time because they don't believe in gifts of the Holy Spirit. They do over at the Church of God. And then I'll tell you what you can do. You can get on Facebook and look up a brother named Ross Collette. He's a friend of mine, if you know me on Facebook, Ross Collette.
Is he in Michigan?
Yes, he just left Michigan, but I'm sure he can refer you to a full gospel church there.
Okay.
he was pastoring up there for about 50 years and has just moved, but he's the only contact I know up in Michigan, I think.
Okay.
I'll search on that. There may be one more called Church of the Branch. You can Google that one.
What's his last name?
Collette, R-O-S-C-O-L-L-E-T-T-E. Ross Collette.
C-O-L-L-E-C. What?
Double L, double T. E-T-T-E.
Okay, Collette. And his first name is Ross?
Google search on Ross Collette. He's on Facebook.
Okay.
He's the only
Ross
contact
Collette.
In Michigan. There may be one more. It's called Church of the Branches. You can do a Google search on that. Church of the Branches, Michigan. I think they're connected with Hegewisch Baptist Church up in Highland, Indiana. Okay, well, we took a little bit of time there, but I think that was for a good reason because that's where your open door is.
Yes,
you were bringing
I was wondering
these...
about the Jehovah Witnesses people. Thank you for clarifying that for me. Thank you so much because I was kind of torn between, you know, should I keep studying with them or should I shouldn't because, you know.
That'll be like studying with or studying with a Buddhist. Same end result, help.
And they're such nice people, but I guess that doesn't matter.
No, actually, they work harder than most Christians.
Yeah.
They'll come and, same with the brothers and the Mormons. When was the last time a Christian church knocked on your door?
Never, ever in life.
That's exactly right. What a shame. Even the Muslims pray more than Christianity, 5 times a day. So,
yeah.
Let me repeat myself. Email me, actually. Email me, omegamanradio@protonmail.com. Did you email me last week?
Uh-uh.
I was supposed to, remember I asked you to email me because I was going to send you a link to Derek Prince video?
No, I think there must have been someone else you were speaking with. I know you speak to a lot of people.
Okay. So send me an email, omegamanradio.com is my website. My email's on there.
Okay.
And ask for the contact in Michigan and also to send you the Derek Prince video. I got something for you if you'll email me.
Okay.
Okay, and then you want to get a King James Bible for you and your husband? And I got some other stuff. If you'll email me, I'll send to you. Okay.
Okay.
Praise the Lord for that. We're going to pray. Brother Maximo.
Now I'm just praying that these things never come back. And pray over the property, too. If there's anything here, any open portal.
We need to resolve that. So you want to move, and that's okay. Brother Maximo, pray for you.
God
will give you. However.
Yes.
Irregardless whether you move or not, you need to do the same thing any place you move because you don't know the history, nor do I, on places where we live. Case in point, I moved to a property 8 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's land.
Mm-hmm.
And one day directed me to go out and uncover something that I didn't even realize was here, and I'd already been here 4 or 5 years at that time. And there was a buried object in the front yard. And I went out there, and I was raking some stones away to clear this ground.
Mm-hmm.
And my rake hit a plastic bag. I thought, pulled it up. It was not a bag. It was a pot that had been buried under the ground.
What was in it?
With a sacrifice. Herbal sacrifice to the demons. Mm-hmm. I thought it may be an aborted baby, but it was a small one. Pot.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a ceramic in a sack, and it had colored string which tied it to the local Hindu temple. So someone had dedicated this property to the demons, and this thing was bringing a curse on the property, so we had to break it.
Wow.
We got it out, destroyed it, I burned it, tried to burn it, it wouldn't burn all the way, so I smashed it, broke the curse in Jesus' name. Now, so you need to do this now for the property you're on until you move, and when you move, you do it again. And that's for everybody tuning in. You're going to get some olive oil. You walk around the property, drop it on your property, just dribble it, and say, I claim all my property for the Lord Jesus Christ. I command every demon on this property to get out and say, I break any curse on this property in the name of Jesus. And then you go take that olive oil. You're going to put it on your windows and your door. Go put it on your pillow, your husband's pillow, your bed, and say, I dedicate my house and all my property to the Lord Jesus, and I command any demons to get out, and I invite the Holy Spirit and the angels of God to come in. Put it in your own words, in Jesus. But you're blessing the property, giving it over to Jesus, commanding any curse and any demons on the property be broken and get off. In Jesus' name. You're taking back the land. And you can also say, Lord, if there's been any sins committed here, I ask that you would forgive the sins. I remit them to you. I break the curse in Jesus' name. You want to do that after you destroy the Jehovah's Witness material.
Okay.
And if they contact you again or knock on your door, say, no, thank you, I'm not interested. And if you want to help them, you give them a King James Bible. You tell them to go study it. Okay, we're going to pray. Brother Maximo?
Yes. Brother Shannon, you see how the Spirit, the Lord operates, because you and I are in agreement, and the anointing of the Lord right now is flowing, brings up the issues that need to be prayed over, like this Jehovah's Witness issue right here. I mean, it brought her to her memory. And when she's connected to us, the Holy Spirit is acting upon her. And this is the correct way to do, because it is the anointing of the Lord that is working, and it just fills the beans, you know, whether you know it or not, you know.
Hey, well,
Sister, what is your name? I didn't catch your name.
Lisa.
Felisa?
Lisa.
Okay. Felicia?
Felisa?
Okay.
Lisa, L-I-S-A, just Lisa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yes. Lisa, just let's just renounce that teaching and renounce curses that they may have imposed over you. A lot of the times, the people that are out there, they're not even aware of the depth and the deepness of what that religion is and stands about. They are being lied. They're just the front workers, and they don't even know all the information about their religion. They just do what they're told. But there are heavier and deeper secrets within that religion that are not even exposed to the general population and the Jehovah's Witness assembly. And so they are being deceived as well. So they don't know all the truth that goes on in that religion or in that institution. And the same thing with many institutions. For example, the Catholic Church, you know, even the priest, they don't even know what's going deep inside the Vatican, where there might be darkness, and they're just out there, and they don't know the whole truth either. So they're just the front men doing their work as well. I'm not saying that there's not saying that all priests they're doing an evil work. There's a lot of priests out there that actually want to serve Jesus. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of Jehovah's Witness out there that want to serve the Lord Jesus. But you know, they're all being deceived, especially when there's an institution behind it. You know, so I also believe that there's non-denominational churches around your community there that you can reach out and just read their statement of faith on what they believe in, okay? So you might want to choose a non-denominational church your community there. And there should be a whole bunch of them that actually just are Bible-believing churches, you know? So you might want to seek that out and ask the Lord. And we can ask the Lord to put people in front of you that may guide you to the right church, because God does that. He highlights people to you and brings people to you. And then the Lord should give you that peace that
oh, this church is the right church for you at this moment. Because God moves you as he will. You know?
Yeah.
So we can also pray for a new home. If that's what you want, that can be a will. But, you know, it has to be under the will of the Father. Okay?
Right.
His will be done first, you know, because we, mm-hmm. like, we want this, we want that, we want, but, you know, it's not what we want, it's what God wants, you know.
Right.
So we just have to discern that from the Lord, okay? Mm-hmm. But just say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I renounce the teaching of the Jehovah Witness doctrine.
I renounce the teaching of the Jehovah Witness. If it's offended you, Lord, in any way, I renounce it.
I renounce all of the teaching that was brought to me.
I renounce all of the teaching that was brought to me.
And I ask that your Holy Spirit.
And I ask that your Holy Spirit.
Teach me.
Teaches me.
Your will.
Your will.
For the Holy Spirit is my comforter.
For the Holy Spirit is my comforter.
And my teacher.
And my teacher.
I break all curses associated with the teaching.
I break all and any curses associated with the teaching.
And I break any curse that any person would have done against me.
I break any curse any person might have done to me in that church.
Whether it was a work. A word.
A word.
A gesture.
A gesture.
Or anything else.
Or anything else.
I break those curses.
I break those curses.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I put a notice. Every demonic influence and oppression.
Every demonic influence and oppression.
That has been attacking me at night.
That has been attacking me at night.
With nightmares and holding down.
With nightmares, torments, and holding me down.
Or any lurking spirit outside of my house.
For any lurking spirits. Outside of my house and all my property.
Say, I come against every evil human spirit.
I come against every human spirit. Human spirits.
Every evil human spirits are witches, warlocks, sorcerers, shamans. Those are evil human spirits. Now, we don't have we can't make them do anything because of the free will they have, okay? But we can ask the Lord to remove them from you, okay? So that includes any witch that may come in against you, whether it's astral projection, coming down your property, visiting you in a spiritual way, you know. There's a difference when we deal with a demonic entity and when we deal with a human, an evil human spirit, such as a witch or a warlock that is astral projecting to you. And we just ask the Lord to remove that because of the free will that they have. We really can't come against them in that way because we don't have legal authority over that. We do have legal authority over every demonic influence, oppression. And we can ask the Lord to either sever several cords or ley lines, but that is according to the Lord's will, right? Because they know if these evil human spirits are repentant or not. He knows whether they're going to repent or not. So we don't sever ley lines or silver cords on our own, because that's Shannon Ray Davis puts it, we don't want any collateral damage, right? Because that witch or warlock can be saved or not, so we have God to deal with them, but we can't come against them by asking the Lord to remove them from us. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and pray over that. So say, I come against every evil human spirit.
I come against every evil human spirit.
That's coming against me.
That's coming against me.
To torment me.
To torment me.
And I ask, Father God, that you remove this evil human spirit.
And Father God, I ask you to remove this evil human spirit.
And I lose warring angels.
And I lose your warring angels.
To sever any communication cords.
To sever any communication cords.
Between the evil human spirit.
Between the evil human spirit.
And the evil spirits.
And the evil spirits.
The demons.
The demons.
They are associating with.
They are associating with.
And Father God.
And Father God.
If these evil human spirits that are coming against me are not repentive.
And if these evil human spirits that are fighting and coming against me are not of repentance,
May the warring angels sever the ley lines and
sever the ley lines and their civil cords.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Okay. So that's the difference, that you're not doing it. It's all on God's will now. The angels are, only the angels can sever a ley line, okay? A silver cord, a communication cord. All the cords that are out there, only the warring angels can sever these cords. Now, we can sever communication cords between the demonic, because that is our part. We have been given legal authority over every demonic influence and oppression, over every sickness and disease. So yes, we can come directly against that, but we cannot come directly against a human that it has a free will. We have not been given the authority to come against that. Only the Lord can come against that for us. Okay? So let me pray for you. Father God, every demonic influence and oppression coming against my sister, Lisa, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cut your communication cords between the web of communication cords between principalities, dominions, and powers. Right now, everybody else isolated right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire of the Holy Spirit on the demonic that's coming against your sleep, that's coming against your dream gate right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these nightmares, every demonic influence and oppression coming against her home right now, we put you on notice. Fire of the Holy Spirit, loose yourself right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. I'm speaking to you, spirits that are tormenting her. I'm speaking to you, spirits right now that are afflicting her at night in the name of Jesus. I burn you by the fire of the Holy Spirit coming out in the name of Jesus Christ. Depart in Jesus' name. All Jehovah Witness spirits, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in Jesus' name. Leave the house right now in Jesus' name. Leave the bed right now. Leave the rooms right now. I lose warring angels to come and fight you out right now in Jesus' name. The fire of the Holy Spirit all over your house, all over your dwelling in the name of Jesus Christ, on the ground in the name of Jesus. I lose warring angels to dig up any articles or artifacts that may have been dug up that you didn't even know if someone came and dug them in while you were asleep. We don't know that, but I neutralize that by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over your home right now in Jesus' name. I lose warring angels right now to fight the demonic that is lurking around them, even up to 5 miles in radius in Jesus' name. Find them and cut them off in the name of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. You shall have a sweet and sound sleep without any afflictions and torments in the name of Jesus Christ. Every door that you have opened is closed now to the enemy in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to you. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire all over your body, all over your soul, all over your mind right now. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Every demonic influence and oppression, come on up and go. Come on up and go. Come on up and go in Jesus' name. From the house, every room, come on up and go in the name of Jesus. The light of Christ exposes you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The light of God exposes you right now in Jesus' name. No hiding for the wicked. No rest for the wicked. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Spirit all over your body. Come on up in Jesus' name. Every demonic influence and oppression, come on up in your dream gate right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Evil spirits that cause nightmare, go in the name of Jesus. Any evil demonic influence oppression attacking her body, go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Attacking her mind, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, Shannon.
Thank you.
I declare and decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. More fire, more fire, more fire, more fire, more fire in Jesus' mighty name. Lisa, are you experiencing something right now? You don't have to, but are you feeling something right now?
I'm just feeling like some tingling in my head a little bit, like.
Okay. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every demonic influence and oppression in her body, in her soul, in her mind, right now, we attack you right now. Fire of the Holy Spirit right now. Fire, fire, fire all over her body, all over her soul, all over her mind, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, go, get up and go. Come up and go. Come up and go. Depart in the name of Jesus. Depart in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. I lose the anointing of the Lord over your body that breaks the yoke of the enemy right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Fire. Fire. Fire all over your body. Fire. Fire. Fire in the name of Jesus. Fire. Fire. Go in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Go to the pit in the name of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against you shall prosper in Jesus' name. Shannon.
I agree.
Yes.
We command every spirit the Lord Jesus wants out tonight to go in Jesus' name. Now, sister, here's what we need you to do.
Okay.
God has revealed a major open door. So
yes.
Now it's up to you. If you want to be free, yes. Once and for those demons over there, destroy all the Jehovah's Witness material, burn it, or
yes.
Rip it up, put it in garbage, get it out of your house. That's
yes,
first.
I'm going to do that.
Number two. After you've done that, you and your husband need to get some olive oil and go around and claim the land back and command every demon on the property to get out because they were invited in. Now you've got to tell them to go. And then you're going to anoint your house and your bed. And then I want you to call back in, and I want you to give us an update, and we're going to see if you've got an improvement there. I believe you're going to call back,
okay.
And there's going to be a marked improvement.
I'm going to call back with a great report. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. Also, don't forget, you'll get my email address at my website, omegamanradio.com. Just email me, Lisa, and ask for the contact information in Michigan, and I'll send you that and some other stuff I'll send to you in an email. Sound good?
Then. Sounds good. All right. Thank you guys so much for playing. Thank you.
Well,
thank you, Pastor. I didn't get your name. What was the name that prayed for me, Pastor?
Maximo Hernandez.
Maximo Hernandez. Thank you so much.
Well, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We don't need thanks, but definitely you want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I want to thank Brother Maximo Hernandez, Evangelist Maximo, for coming on tonight. Brother Maximo, I'd like to invite you to come back on another program. Would you be interested?
Yeah, I'm available every Sunday. I mean, every Saturday, if you want me on with your show.
Well, I will coordinate with you and get the next date picked for you, selected with you. So we're going to close in prayer here. And before we do, if someone would like to contact you and your ministry, Maximo, is there a way they can do that?
Yeah, they can email me at, prayerinjesusname@outlook.com. prayerinjesusname@outlook.com.
That's a great email address. Okay. Folks, if you weren't able to get in tonight, try again next time. I think we got, though, to every call that made it through, so praise the Lord. I don't know if anybody called tonight, but we're here like Motel 6. We keep the light on for you. And I hope that y'all out there tuning in will spread this word far and wide about these broadcasts, and we're here to help anybody we can. With that, we'll close in prayer. Maximo, you want to close us out in prayer today?
Sure. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for tonight, Lord. I thank you that your will was and is being done, especially with the callers that come in. I ask, Father, that you keep healing them. I ask that you keep delivering them from what we pray for. And all the listeners that were in tune and that will be in tune, Lord, when they hear this message, Lord, that they may receive deliverance from these prayers as well. If that is what they were also experiencing, they can claim the healing for their eyes as we pray today. They can claim the healing for deliverance over their lives with the prayers that came out today, Father, because I believe that these prayers are for those that claim them by faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, Father. I thank you for using us, Shannon, and myself, Lord, to set the captives free, Lord, to pray for healing, Lord. Even though we cannot lay hands on our brothers and sisters, we can definitely send your word out like you did with the centurion, Lord. Father, I thank you for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy. Father, I ask that you keep blessing us, myself and Shannon, Lord. I pray for that you bless Shannon in his finances, Lord. Lord, you say that we have not because we ask not. So I'm asking, Father, that you bless Shannon Ray Davis with $1 million, Lord. And it is not just to say, you know, just like a wishing thing or something. No, I mean it. I ask that you bless, Lord, because he is a good steward of your the finances, Lord. And he will be a good steward of the finances as you direct them, Lord. So I just pray, Father, for the release of the finances over his life, Lord. The wealth of the wicked transferred onto the righteous. Lord, I ask that you avenge him, Father, of the enemy for killing, stealing, and destroying in his life, and that the enemy pays sevenfold and monetary compensation, Father, in Jesus' name. And we also claim, Father, the finances of your kingdom, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. I thank you, Father, for your love, for your grace, and for your mercy upon Shannon and his family, Father, upon this ministry, Father, of Omega Man. And I thank you, Father,
for what you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Yeah, I receive that. Father God, we just bind up and rebuke every spirit of backlash, retaliation, revenge, retribution, hindrance, or delay that would come against myself, Maximo, any of the listeners or any of the callers or our family for being a part of tonight. In Jesus' name, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We plead the blood of Jesus over every one of us. God, put a hedge of protection, wall of fire from Zechariah 2 and 5 around all of us. God, and direct our steps. Bless Brother Maximo and his ministry, God. Bless everyone that tuned in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother, honored to have you on tonight. I appreciate you, and I'll be bringing you back on again soon. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. Thank you.
Folks, thank you for tuning in. That's going to conclude this week's broadcast. We will be back Monday, God willing. Have a great weekend. And don't forget, check out our website, OmegaManRadio.com. Pick up all these shows that you'd like to. They're free. We'll see you next time. God bless.